struggle with being truly thankful today?
One thing is indisputable, that there will be two very different kinds of people. Those who are in a chronic mood of looking longingly at what they don't have, and those who habitually are thankful for what they do have.
Elizabeth Elliot says, "I'm one who is having to learn this lesson of gratitude." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of author and teacher Elizabeth Elliot.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and overburdened, and I will give you rest. Put on my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today about preparing for old age. One thing which saps our spiritual and even physical and intellectual energies is fruitless wishing for what we haven't got. What are you just dying to have today? What have you been desperately praying for? Have you been nagging your husband for something? Asking your wife why she doesn't do something that she knows you want her to do? Are you wishing that you were richer, thinner, younger, smarter? What could be more fruitless? This morning, I found a booklet which furnished me with such a rich meal of profound spiritual truth. I had been looking for this booklet. It made my heart swell and my mind was illuminated. My understanding was awakened. I was thrilled. I was overwhelmed with gratitude to God for this remarkable piece of writing. And my immediate thought was, "Lord, why didn't you let me come across this book before I wrote my book, A Path Through Suffering?" Well, God has his reasons that he doesn't explain to us, hasn't he? Jacopone da Todi said, "He is the pastor and pasture of the soul." In other words, he leads me and he feeds me according to my need and my capacity to assimilate. And it's very possible that my capacity to assimilate what I found in this wonderful little booklet had not been developed to the point that it needed to be for the message to grab me as it did when I finally found it. And I have to believe that when I pray for God's help in writing a book, that God gives me that help, that he gives me what I need to put into that book. And of course, it always happens that once the book has gone into print, I think of all kinds of changes I'd love to make. I think of all kinds of things I could leave out, and I think of things that I should have put in, but then I'm comforted by Leo Tolstoy's statement when he reread War and Peace many years later, "This must all be done over." I came across some remarkable little thoughts on this whole business of wishing fruitlessly for things. St. Francis de Sales says, "Nothing so hinders us in what we are doing as to be longing after something else. In so doing, we leave off tilling our own field to drive the plow through our neighbor's land, where we must not look to reap a harvest. And this is mere waste of time. If our thoughts and hopes are elsewhere, it's impossible for us to set our faces steadily towards the work required of us." Lucy Smith says, "One thing is indisputable, the chronic mood of looking longingly at what we have not, or thankfully at what we have, realizes two very different types of character." And since this is sort of old English, maybe I should rephrase that. "One thing is indisputable, that there will be two very different kinds of people. Those who are in a chronic mood of looking longingly at what they don't have, and those who habitually are thankful for what they do have." And those will shape our character, won't they? Whichever we choose. Are you one of the people who spends your life complaining about what you don't have? Well, that's going to shape one kind of a character, and it's not going to be very easy to live with. Or are you one of those people whose habit is Thanksgiving? You're the kind of person we'd all like to live with. We can encourage one another. We need to cultivate a buoyant, joyous sense of the crowded kindnesses, as Alexander McLaren puts it, the crowded kindnesses of God in our daily life. Are you seeking to cultivate that now as you prepare for old age? I can't think of anything more important in preparing for old age than the habit of Thanksgiving. Do you know an old person who is an absolute bore? You go to visit them, hoping that you can cheer them up, and you hear endless complaints. Do you also know an old man or an old woman who's cheerful, kind, thankful, appreciates any little thing that you do for them, and does not talk about himself or herself? That's the kind of person you want to go and visit, isn't it? I remember seeing a New Yorker cartoon of a young man at a cocktail party, and he says, in what is probably a rather loud voice, "I've changed. I don't talk about myself anymore." Poor young man. Very little perspective on himself to say a thing like that, hasn't he? When God wants to feed me and I don't want to eat, or when I want to eat and God doesn't want to feed me, then there's a standoff, isn't there? God knows what I need when I need it. And he does, in one way or another, most remarkably, bring to my mind and my attention the lessons that I need, the spiritual food. So if you're dying to have something you haven't got today, praying for something that hasn't yet come, nagging your husband for something he's not giving you or not doing for you, asking your wife why she hasn't done what she knows you want her to do, wishing you were richer, thinner, younger, or smarter, stop a minute. Realize that you are dissipating your energies by pouring them into things that God does not mean for you to have today. Now, one thing we do know for sure is that God doesn't want us any younger than we are. He probably doesn't want us any richer than we are. He might want us thinner, and that's something we can do something about. And he doesn't want us any smarter, because he has given us the capacities which are appropriate for the job that God wants us to do. When I want what God knows I'm not ready for, I must be willing to wait. Let me read from Isaiah 46, verse 9 through 11. "I am God, and there is no one like me. I reveal the end from the beginning. From ancient times I reveal what is to be. I say my purpose shall take effect. I will accomplish all that I please. I summon a bird of prey from the east, one from a distant land, to fulfill my purpose. Mark this, I have spoken, and I will bring it about. I have a plan to carry out, and carry it out I will." So I think it's reasonable, sensible, to continue to pray, to lay things before God. But as we pray, instead of praying in desperation and frustration and perhaps anger because God is not seeming to move, remember this, verse 11 in Isaiah 46. "Mark this, I have spoken and I will bring it about. I have a plan to carry out, and carry it out I will." God's plans are not necessarily your plans. God's timing is very seldom our timing. He wants us to learn to wait, to be silent before him, to trust him for this day's needs of whatever sort. Be ready to respond to his grace, hold out your hand to receive your daily bread. And part of what you are to receive is your age. Have you accepted the exact number of years and months and days that God has granted to you so far? Do you lie about your age? Do you hate growing old? But old age is one of the stages of the journey with the shepherd. Make use of it as he intends. God gives wheat, but man must harvest, grind, bake, and eat the bread that's made from the wheat. Nobody can make wheat grow. The farmer can only plow and plant and fertilize and water. It's God who gives the wheat. Effort and abandonment go together. My will working together with God's will. God gives the wheat, man harvests, grinds, bakes, and eats. My will works together with God's will. My work with his. The Bible says, if any will not work, he shall not eat. Israel had to gather manna. God makes demands on us, and we have to take the trouble to do what he wants us to do. He goes to a lot of trouble for us. Let's not forget that. So get up in the morning, discipline yourself, your time, your mind, your emotions. God is always ready to help you, but he's not going to do it all. Accept what he gives you for this day. Give us this day our daily bread. And then say, thank you, Lord.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.